This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
He'll get it all the way across to Drysdale to the middle. The shot saved by Hill. The rebound, they're jamming away. Scores! The Edmonton Oilers pour off the bench. They win it 1-0 in overtime and win the series 4-1.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Bobby Belt back together again. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. We are live on all of the listening and viewing devices as we get you set for Game 5 tonight. And hopefully this thing ends. Oilers radio with the call, and Edmonton is waiting again in the conference finals for the second straight year.
Yep, they are. And they are waiting because, obviously, they beat Vegas 4-1, but they really did it on the backs of being on the road and dominating on the road. They were 3-0 in this series away from home. They won the first two games despite Vegas taking early leads in both of them. First 10 minutes, you know, Vegas was up in both games, but, you know, Edmonton came back. They split at home, and they wind up going back on the road and winning in Game 5. And now Edmonton is the second favorite to win the Cup.
Oh,
the Stars are the favorite right now, plus 260.
Dallas Stars.
Edmonton plus 275. The Stars, even money to win the West. Edmonton plus 120, so barely, right? So barely.
Does that surprise you?
They're pretty even. They're pretty even. So not totally surprised. And then look, Edmonton won last year.
Yeah.
You know, they beat the Stars last year. So they're a tremendous team. They are the rarity in this case, in this postseason, where, and look, I mean, Miko's been better than anybody else's playoff, but Connor McDavid is the best player on the ice, regardless of who he's playing against.
And Stars would have home ice.
I have to go back and check this.
50 wins, yes, Edmonton had 48.
Yeah, it was like 1 point different, 2 point different. So having said that, it's very difficult to find a series where Mika would not be the best player on the ice, like in totality. Like there are games where he'll be better, and there's been playoff, like he's been better this playoff. But for all intents and purposes, Connor McDavid is the best player in the world. And that's something that the Stars haven't seen this year, where he's not the best player on the ice.
So that's Oilers radio. Hopefully tonight we can play this radio. It's the Reitma cast. This is Jake Reitma. In case you miss him at 7 a.m., I mean, really bringing the energy to these Stars recaps while going to all the games at the AAC. Listen,
he's the most electrifying man in DFW sports radio. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, my. Well, the other day, he was doing some play-by-play of the Stars, and I wanted to wait for Bobby to get back to play it in its entirety. Bobby, hold your breakfast down.
Hintz carries over to the blue line into the jet zone. Right circle to Rantanen. To Harley on the point. Back to Rantanen. One-timer. Scores! Mikko Rantanen puts the Stars up 1-0. Say it with me. Dallas Stars! Suck it, Hollebuck. Study that one. Where were your eyes exercising on that one, Hollebuck? Stars lead it 1-0. Dallas Stars.
Well, there you go.
What time is this?
Reap McCast.
It doesn't matter what time
it does.
That was.
It does matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because
doesn't
matter. He started with a lot more intensity. And then by the end, I felt like there was like almost like a holdback. Like he had to whisper. Like somebody was like, it was like 12 o'clock and somebody's sleeping.
I know the answer to this because I've done this. He got embarrassed midway through as to what he was doing. And
I don't think that man gets embarrassed.
I don't know if he does.
You embarrassed?
Yeah. So we'll have Reitman at 7, no matter what happens tonight. But hopefully we get that type of audio.
Get in there with the kids.
You guys got to get him. Byron, you got to invite him to y'all's
next to the Tarleton game.
Bobby will just walk off the set.
Do y'all get...
I love the intensity. I love the passion.
So, like, uncomfortable scenes in movies, like, do y'all like that? Or does he, like...
No.
I can't stand it.
Don't
I
like
get
it.
So uncomfortable in certain spots. That made me uncomfortable.
Oh, it did?
It made me very
Which
uncomfortable.
Part?
The entire thing.
I thought you loved it.
I loved it because I was what I was going to do to you, but it actually did the same thing to me. The way he said Rantanen. It just made me...
Play it one more time.
No.
Come on. Play it.
Hintz carries over the blue line into the jet zone. Right circle to Rantanen. To Harley on the point. Back to Rantanen. One-timer. Stars! Mikko Rantanen puts the Stars up 1-0. Say it with me. Dallas Stars! Suck it, Hollebuck. Study that one. Where were your eyes exercising on that one, Hollebuck? Stars lead it 1-0. Dallas Stars!
He does have some particular emphasis, like Rantanen.
Yeah.
And then when he's walking around the studios here, he's got that one word he says where he goes, ick. Like the syllable, the last syllable of that word that he uses.
Rantanen!
Yeah. where he says the CK.
Yeah.
All right, so there it is. That's your setup for game 5 tonight. The full recap tomorrow morning right here on DFW Sports Station.
You mean the full preview of game 1 tomorrow morning.
Oh! Calling it?
It's over. It's over. They are gonna mail this thing in the way Toronto gutlessly mailed it in last night.
Mailed in the tears.
Yeah, I'm gonna need Bobby's help here. I'm gonna need Bobby's help here on this one because I don't know how to make memes or I don't know how to superimpose things.
Yep.
But we need. This is what my buddy said. We need. Those are the guys who hold the Stanley Cup.
Oh.
And that's the Toronto Maple Leafs logo on a golf bag.
Oh.
So we need somebody to make this with Winnipeg. Winnipeg.
Oh, so yeah.
Those are the two guys. Those are the keepers of the cup.
So that's pretty good.
Get them out there on the PGA Championship.
You know what's the common theme there, though, just in general? It's always Canadian teams. They're always going home early.
Yeah.
All right, I want to get even more hype for Cooper Flagg. Props to the Mavericks for leaking it and getting rid of the uneasiness that they were going to screw this up and letting it be known to Tim McMahon they're taking Flagg. If you missed Jay Billis earlier, my God. What a whale. What a beast. Pepe was able to book him during the expressway. He absolutely crushed it. Do you want John Shire or do you want the Kevin Garnett comparison?
Let's go with Kevin Garnett comparison.
All right. Because we've heard Kawhi. We had on Jeremy Wu, draft analyst, talk about Scottie Pippen. Talk about Jason Tatum. Here's Kendrick Perkins on ESPN. On Cooper Flagg.
When you're talking about Cooper Flagg, you're talking about a different type of competitor, right? Like, everyone in the league is a competitor because you don't get to the NBA without competing. Well, when I'm talking about a different level of competition and competing, I'm looking at this man, I'm talking about like KG type competing. And when I say that is that he don't like to lose at nothing. Everything he does is a competition. In the weight room, it's a competition. Molly, UD, Jay Will, one of my best friends is an assistant college coach. Right now, he's at Arizona. He was at Texas last year.
Well,
he went and looked at Cooper Flagg, and he went to a few of his practices when he was in high school 2 years ago. And he said, man, everybody was blown away about his practice and not because of the scrimmage. I said, what? He was like, when it was time for them to line up and it was time for them to run suicides, it was a competition with a first down and back, first down and back. And it's not a front He wasn't fronting. This is who he is.
Love it. Falling for it. All in. KG mentality. If you throw that out there, you catch my attention, because that man, as we know, was a psychopath. As Paul Pierce told us, made up racial accusations coming out of the mouth of Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk was killing him. And KG starts going at him, and Paul's like, calm down, dude. What's your problem? He goes, he called me the M-word. And Paul's like, no, he didn't. I've been standing there the whole time. That's a bunch of a lunatic nut job. But if you're going to compare someone to Kevin Garnett from a competitive standpoint, I melt. I love it.
Yeah, he loved to compete. Unless he was playing against Dirk, then he rolled over like he was on fire. Dirk owned him.
Dirk crushed him. That's why he had to say he called me that, is because Paul Pierce was like, he was getting cooked by Dirk and had to like motivate himself to lock in. So he's like making up lies to himself.
Now that the Mavericks have let it be known they're taking Flag, they have dropped down the Giannis board from Bet Online in Vegas. Spurs are the favorites, then the Rockets. Pelicans, Grizzlies, Nets, Cavaliers, and Mavs are tied at 9-1. And Kendrick Perkins said, Giannis, he don't want to go to the West anyway.
I don't believe Giannis, like the Dallas Mavericks are a team that is on Giannis' wish list. Like, he's not trying to get down to Dallas. And I'm going to tell you this. Giannis want to go to a team that Giannis can control, right? Like, the Dallas Mavericks, yeah, you could have, Kyrie may have a little say-so, AD may have a little say-so, but Nico's running the ship. And what I'm saying is that I don't know. I don't believe Giannis wants to go to Dallas.
Where do you think
right?
he wants to go?
I believe that Giannis, he wants to stay on the East Coast. Giannis wants to stay in the Eastern Conference. Yeah. Like, he's not trying to go out West. He wants to stay in the Eastern Conference. I know this for a fact.
Okay, I know this for a fact. Number one, I hope that's the case. And number two, that would make an absolute ton of sense. You want to get to the finals, stay in the East. The West, just one of the big losers the other night in the draft lottery was the rest of the Western Conference, because it's stupid.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely stupid, and the East is a joke in comparison.
It really is. You know, but now there was that, I think it was Wendy that had the report that he liked the idea of going to one of the Texas teams. Giannis did, because of the tax issue. Which San Antonio and Houston, obviously, and there's proposed trades left and right. Now obviously no Texas team is in the Eastern Conference, but and there are a handful of states out there where he can get the no tax thing. But I mean, San Antonio, they've got a ton to offer. They have a ton of picks to offer.
They have Giannis and Wemby on the court at the same time. That'll just be stupid. That'll be irritating.
Or would you rather have Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis or Cooper Flagg?
Anthony Davis and...
Would I rather have Anthony Davis and Cooper Flagg or...
Giannis and
Wemby
Anthony.
And Giannis?
Anthony Davis and Giannis.
No, I'd rather just trade Anthony Davis for Giannis. And then I could have Cooper Flagg and Giannis in my dream world.
Oh, man. Oh. Great.
I'm sure they'll accept that. But who knows? After what we already
saw.
We
accepted AD for Luka, so...
You want to get even more hype about Flagg? The great Josh Clark sent me... the day one NBA draft lottery observations. Jonathan Givony, is it Givony?
I think it's Givony.
Givony, who is one of their ESPN draft experts, had the Flag recap. Flag looked every bit the part of a franchise NBA player and surefire number one pick in his 75 minutes on the court Tuesday. I was on the floor, standing face to face with him and every other projected lottery pick, and was blown away by the energy, charisma, and spirit Flagg brought to everything he did. He dominates every drill with his voice, cheering on teammates, lifting up the energy in the building, and pushing players to be the best version of themselves, especially himself. He measured 6'7¾", so not 6'8", not 6'9", 6'7¾", and 221, an inch taller than at the Nike Hoop Summit a year ago, 12 pounds heavier, with dimensions comparable to Scottie Pippen coming out of Central Arkansas.
Could you imagine growing at 18 years old?
Flagg shot the ball well in drills, catching fire in stretches, showing significant improvement over the past year. And though he initially looked shocked by the results of Monday's draft lottery, which we talked about here on the show, sources told ESPN his camp realized how fortunate he is to land in Dallas, said to be thrilled by the idea of joining a playoff-caliber roster with strong veterans and a team that has a void at the small forward position. Let's go, Dallas Mavericks! No, Mavs, Bobby.
He's an infectious player. Like, we are going to love watching like how much joy he takes in playing this game. Like it really is fun. And from him, I mean, most overall number one picks go to forgotten outposts of the NBA, right? Washington, Atlanta, wherever. I mean, to come to a massive, not a small market, huge market, a team that was in the finals 12 months ago. I mean, that's, you couldn't ask for more.
Some are saying that the Cowboys are no longer America's team after last night. Let's see what the ticket prices have to say about that. Cowboys schedule release. It's the Red Zone with all the football you can handle. Next on Sean and RJ.
How many people want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Yeah, bingo!
It's the Red Zone every day at this time here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys with last night the schedule release taking place. By the way, RJ, I need you to go and check out Jacksonville schedule release video. More on that in a second. Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece at 940 on 105.3 The Fan. The schedule, in case you did not know, it's the 11th toughest in the NFL. So how did the Giants get the toughest?
Well, it's obviously you're set, right? You're set with the amount. And then you factor in road games. But then I guess it would have to be their ninth road or ninth home game.
Well, I mean, also, like, so Dallas finished ahead of the Giants. They're going to have largely similar schedules, but Dallas was better.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Than the Giants last year. So the Giants having to play Dallas is also going to skew it.
So you're facing right now the three toughest divisions in football. You're the Cowboys and you're in the East. Got the East, got the NFC North, and then you have the AFC West. Here's the schedule in case you did.
You think the NFC East is tougher than the AFC North?
AFC North is Baltimore, Cincy, and then Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Oh, that's a good question. What do you guys think? NFC East versus AFC North. Let's put the teams all in order. Let's go Philly 1.
So this is, we're comparing East and North here?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's the second best team of all?
Baltimore.
Okay.
I mean, you could make the case that Baltimore would be better than Philly this year, I suppose.
You could. Let's keep Baltimore 2. Is it Cincy or Dallas? 3.
Ahead of Washington?
Oh, Washington.
Yeah.
I would go Washington next, and then I would say I don't know. Cincinnati's so weird. Yeah. Because, like, Burrow was so great last year. Their defense was terrible. Yeah. I would probably slightly take Cincinnati right now.
Okay.
And then Dallas.
All right.
And then Pitt. And then...
And then it'd be...
Cleveland or the Giants.
I'll say Cleveland. Oh, well, I mean, I like Jackson Dart. I like...
I would go Cleveland, then the Giants.
Yeah.
All right, so...
It's tough. That's close.
So it literally goes back and forth until you get to Cleveland and New York. Philly, East, Baltimore, North, Washington, East, Cincy, North, Dallas, East, Pittsburgh, North, Cleveland, Giants. I just created a tie. So that's a good question. Okay, but let's get to the actual schedule now. And I think we're all pretty much in agreement on the outlook on it. You start with the Eagles, and then I think you got to win four of your next five. You got the Giants. RJ thinks a huge swing game early is Chicago. Then the Packers come to town. Then Jets, Panthers. So you've got to take advantage of Giants, Bears, Jets, Panthers before Washington, Denver. And then you get a nice bye week sandwich. You get Arizona before the bye, then the Raiders. Capitalize. Beat Arizona for once, for God's sake. Then the gauntlet. Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, Vikings, Chargers, Commanders before the New York Giants finale.
Such a brutal schedule.
Brutal stretch.
Brutal stretch.
Yes.
It's how you stack. This is why the schedule release still has some interest to it, even though you know who you're going to play. It's just because how are they going to stack this up and what kind of gauntlet are you going to go through? And that week 12 through 17, that'll be where either they're going to be a playoff team or not.
81 and 21 for the combined record for those teams, weeks 12 through 17. 81
Come
and
on.
21.
Come on.
So there you go.
I mean, you're getting like the best teams in the NFL, basically, right there. The worst team you're playing is the Chargers, and they were 11-6. I mean, that's a really tough stretch. And you don't know leading into that, obviously, right now, what are potentially the Cardinals going to be, or what are the Raiders going to be? Are the Raiders going to do anything to improve their standing? So it's going to set up from where that's where the season will be made.
Chase Daniel and others, you know, trying to create the little buzz headlines saying the Chiefs, they're America's team and they have the moniker. I love how Shereen Williams just shut Chase's ass down.
Settle down just a little bit.
Four Thursday night games for the Cowboys, first time ever. Six still in primetime. And what about them seat prices, Roberto?
Okay, so Adam Schefter had tweeted this morning the most in-demand games per Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats had given him the data. So this is the most high in-demand games from 5-1. Number five, Jets at Bills, week 18. Why is that?
Jets at Bills.
Why is that going to be so in demand?
Oh, it's the last game at the stadium.
Oh, is that why?
That's probably it.
That makes sense.
Right? Is that next year's the new stadium?
I would assume so. Average ticket price right now is $1,100, $1,169 to be exact. Then it's Baltimore at Buffalo on September 7th, Sunday Night Football. That's $1,183. And then the top three, number three, the Packers at the Cowboys for Sunday Night Football on September 28th. The average ticket price is $1,295. Number two, the Chiefs at the Cowboys for Thanksgiving Day. That is $1,491 is the average ticket price.
I heard it was $400 for the, what are those tickets where you just stand?
Oh, the party pass.
Yeah,
the party pass. $400 for Thanksgiving.
And God. Then the most expensive ticket going right now, the most in-demand ticket, what do you think it is?
Most in-demand in the whole league.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs face the Bills again?
I don't know. I'll give you a hint. It is your Dallas Cowboys are involved.
Lions.
Is it Cowboys-Eagles opener?
It's the Cowboys-Eagles opener. $1,743 is the average ticket price. So pretty substantial. Wow. I mean,
1,000?
They're still America's team. Don't listen to them.
Oh, they are.
Don't listen to Chase Daniel. Come on. You forgot your Southlake roots already, buddy?
877-881-1053 to hit us up on the Frank LaFranco injury attorney text line.
We do have the alternate schedule audio if you'd like it.
Oh, yeah, because I was disappointed, man, in the Cowboys. The best part of last night is no longer looking at the order of the games because we already know who they're facing. It's what these teams are doing on social media. Cowboys was pretty weak. I got to say. It was pretty weak.
I thought this was pretty funny, the one they put up yesterday. So they had various players.
So this is a second one?
Yeah, this is like a second video they put out this morning. It's not technically a release. It's more, I guess, just a game around the schedule.
It's an alternate.
Yeah, so this is, and I trimmed it down a little bit. Some of this is visual, and so we just basically cut it in about half. But this is players like Jake Ferguson is making sounds standing behind like Brevin Spanford, and Brevin Spanford has to guess who the opponent is based on the noise Ferg like is that. Making or the noise Marist Leifauer, Sam Williams is making. So this is a portion of their new release video that they put out today with players. Jake Ferguson.
Bears.
Sam Williams. Yeah!
Hey, let's stop
New
it.
York Giants.
All right, what was that?
I thought it was pterodactyls. I don't think there's
that was
a team,
Eagles.
Though.
That was Eagles. That
was the first one the Bears?
Yes, that was just they didn't give the answer on that one, but that's what he was doing.
Okay.
Duh.
Bears.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
The Patriots.
No. Is it Commanders?
Paul Revere.
Yeah, there Commanders. You go.
Denver Bronco.
Stop.
Vegas
stop.
Raiders.
Ah! That was a casino, the cash machine.
That was Trent Seek, the long snapper.
See, that's clever. That's clever, because I would have thought there was...
Ding, ding, ding for the coins,
yeah,
right?
But I would think it had to be some kind of like arm AT.
Yeah, don't worry about giving the names, Bobby. We don't care. I just want to hear the sound.
Vegas Raiders.
Yeah. Caca! The Eagles.
Hey, I'm a sheriff around here. I'm the chief of this police station.
What?
They call me Chief Big Sam.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Can you do that? You didn't get that taken down like the Dolphins.
The Dolphins one did, yeah, with the Tyreek Hill video.
It wasn't the Dolphins that got taken down.
No, it was the Colts. It was the Colts schedule release video.
If you're going to make a noise for Chiefs, man, I think Sam Williams would about as safe as you can go to say, I'm the chief of this police station here.
Yeah, I wouldn't have let Sam done any of the impressions to start off. That's a little dangerous. And the other release videos that got a lot of hype?
The Chargers one did. That was very clever. They took a shot at, Pete Carroll. They had a Pete Carroll shirtless photo in there. They took a dig at Harrison Butker. They took a dig at the Cowboys with the Fire Nico sign, right? In their video. It was all Minecraft theme.
But they had something else really hilarious in there you were showing me. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was something even better than Pete Carroll.
Wasn't the Schultz one, was it? Schultz and Rappaport?
No, would they have them fighting
smacking
each other?
Smacking each other in the face, yeah.
The Jaguars one you told me to watch.
Yeah.
Man.
Is that what this is?
Yes. It's the dude who... They're rewarding him for a fake... It was fake. What he did was fake. That's not his life. He doesn't do that.
I don't know. Okay, TMZ said Jaguars used Sabrina Carpenter sex positions to announce the schedule.
Oh, no. They used...
Go
remember,
on.
Did you see this? Sip. Did you see?
No, I saw this one with the guy who does the dunk in his face in the water, and he goes, "I think we got to get you to 10,000."
Okay,
you know, like that. It's like he's suspended in midair for 4 minutes on his dive. I mean, he does. That's not his real life. He doesn't do that.
Okay.
So
there's not Sabrina Carpenter.
I haven't seen that one.
I've seen them. Yeah, they're at a concert. She does a lot of them.
So no, but on the NFL account, dip.
He's not even listening.
No, he's listening. His mind just got stuck. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know.
He's definitely not standing after that.
Right. I don't know if that was the real thing or not.
But then the Colts got in trouble for Tyree.
Yeah. So they did a Minecraft one as well. And they got in trouble because when they played the Dolphins, they had a dolphin swimming in the ocean with a number 10 jersey on, which is Tyreek's number. And then over top of him, it said Hill. It said Hill. And a Coast Guard ship pulls up alongside and arrests him.
This is soft. Why do you have to apologize for that or get rid of it or whatever else? That's good. No, that's good ball busting. Come on, like, it happened. Like, everybody, there are a lot worse things you could have made funny.
It became a race issue. You can't have that as NFLPA.
There were a lot worse things with Tyreek Hill you could make fun of.
I think that's the last job you could ever have on Earth is they should let you head up a PR. You may have done a worse PR job than the Mavericks after the Luka trade. Oof. Yeah, I mean, you running a PR agency would be a nightmare.
With what? Wait, what did I do worse at?
Post-Luka
trade?
You would
I thought you were saying I did worse as post-Luka. I was like, no way. Nico definitely was the worst.
Just running PR. Just absolute last job.
Oh, I crush it.
That you could actually absolutely have.
We're not having any snowflakes around here. We're going to crush it, okay?
Not anymore. Red Zone every day at 9:20. Did Kevin Hagelin tease a prediction?
He said
the Rangers were going to sweep the Rockies.
Yeah, he said
it yesterday.
Can he make it 4 for 4? Let's hear more from Kevin Hagelin and the KNC Masterpiece next.
Here's the pitch to Langford, and there's a high drive well hit to right field. Back goes Bouchard at the wall. That ball is history. An opposite field two-run homer for Wyatt Langford. A laser beam, line shot, home run. Oppo Taco, and it's 2-0 Rangers.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Sweep! 5 wins in a row. Still third place in the American League West. But let's see what happens against the Astros starting tonight, 6:30 on this station. And the G-Bag Nation will be doing their show out there live. This is Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece. Good morning.
You're back!
Yes. Choppy got me right. He said Sudafed. Got to get Sudafed. I had to get more Zyrtec.
That's what the 99 Stars did.
The nose spray. And then...
Are you surprised he wasn't like, I got a guy. Take these pills in like this unmarked little can.
The Super Bowl, wasn't he like going through his baggie of all his drugs?
That's the surprise that he didn't have it in the bag. I'm surprised Sudafed? He didn't have the Sudafed in the bag.
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, I think we are out of it.
Yeah.
I think we're out of it.
But then the most disgusting thing is I've been putting this Vicks like deodorant looking rub on my like upper lip.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's been like, you know, a really...
At home, you put it on the chest, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And I can't out... No, at home, I put it on my lip.
Oh, okay.
Out in public, I have to put it on my chest.
Which do you prefer? Like on a consistent basis.
You got to show off the chest for the ladies. I got you. I understand.
Yeah. Do you like it on your chest or your lip?
Yeah. That's what Kevin's joke was.
I know. I want to know.
Way to top it. What's coming up on the show?
He's been so effing sour all day today.
I think
he's been fine.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. Screw both y'all.
Top of the hour. We do get into the Rangers sweep and we do ask the question, is the confidence really high or was it just Colorado? So we'll get into that conversation at noon today. We will be the first ever show. For the 14th consecutive year to go through the entire schedule and pick game by game. Nobody ever does this except for us. So we will do this unique. At noon today. It's never the first thing anybody's before. Ever done. After that, everybody started copying it. But we got to give the Cowboys a lot of credit for that video, man. That was a really amazing release video.
The second video.
Oh, they had a second one?
Yeah.
I only know of that one that I love so much. So that was the one that I care about. And then at 1:30 today, Rolando Blackman will join the show.
Oh, good luck charm,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, good luck charm. So maybe the Mavs will be back in the finals.
Did the schedule release change your opinion? I'm not asking you to spoil your segment. Schedule. Your one-of-a-kind, never-been-done-before segment.
Exactly. Thank you.
But did it make you change your mind at all?
Not really, but what I would love just one time is a faux schedule release, because as you can guess, a lot of Cowboys fans are jaded, and it's just nothing but the worst teams in the NFL. If you would still get people like, oh, looks tough, 6-11, because that's kind of what I think. Because people are like, oh, this schedule's brutal. The first part of the schedule is easy as hell.
And then 12 through 17 are pretty tough.
Yeah.
Or but seemingly. I mean, we never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Some years you think, mm-hmm. oh, man, that's a brutal one. And then all of a sudden those teams stink this year.
Well, that's my question. Do you pick the record based upon the actual schedule? Or do you pick it based upon what you think the team is? And you're like, that's a 10-win team. That's an 11-win team. Or do you really go game by game?
But I think it has to be both, because Galloway used to call them scheduled losses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like if you're at San Francisco on a night game and then you come home and you face the Chiefs.
Chalk it up.
Right. That's a scheduled loss.
And do you ever get to the end of it if you went game by game and you're like 12-5 and then you step back and you're like, I don't really feel like that is the way I view this team.
Right, yes.
And then you have to like reverse engineer your thinking for certain things.
Well, the other part too is I don't know what a shoddy team is yet. I have no clue what they're really going to be. Are they going to be a run a lot team, or you know, what is their team?
Do you know what a shoddy is?
Do you know what a shoddy is?
It's Tito's, water, three lemons.
Look at that.
Well same. Done, Corey.
Yeah.
He's all over it.
You do
I don't know that I've ever heard of that.
What's that?
I don't know if I've ever heard of that.
A shoddy?
Yeah.
Well, it's the first time we ever heard of it was yesterday.
Yeah, he did it yesterday. He was drinking out of a cup and they said, what's that? And he said, it's a shoddy. It's Tito's, and water and three lemons.
We knew a couple years when he became the offensive installer. We knew then when we interviewed him out in Oxnard, we were like, likable, super likable guy. And he is. What's the rest of the thing going to be, though? We don't know that.
Brad Sham said he has not hit a foul tip yet.
Nice.
Everything has been square on the nose, like Brett Boone was coaching him.
Good.
Oh, and it's built up goodwill, and then people will be excited by the time week one rolls around, and then if they lose to the Eagles and they scrape by against the Giants, people immediately go, see, I told you, and they'll be done with it.
They're a seven-point dog. I mean, I think we can put that one in.
You think they're going to be continued pass-first, Dak everything, or are they going to try and be play-action team to really help Dak out?
I mean, Shoddy does like play-action more than I think McCarthy did, and he likes using boots and different things like that, but I don't know. They're going to run the ball more than I think people necessarily want them to.
I hope so. I mean, that helps Dak
the
most.
Are they going to get that player?
Are we?
They got three of them. They got three.
12 running backs.
Is it like when you've got three, you've got none?
Yeah. Well, no.
You said the same thing about Rico last year.
When they will they do the here we go?
Oh, yeah.
This year, because that was a McCarthy thing too, right?
I mean, I did.
I would imagine that cadence probably stays the same. They're going to try and keep as much the same as possible.
Okay. 3-for-3 with teases.
That's right.
You're on fire.
That's right.
Do we have Tolos listen throughout the day to hear the next prediction?
I hope so. It's in there.
Yeah, it's in the tease for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Or do we do it now? We just let them listen. Turn it on, leave it on throughout the day. Or do you want
to? I would love for them to listen to our show, even if they don't like our show, because they love you guys and they want to hear that tease.
Yeah.
All right, let's save it. We'll save it then. Hopefully, Kevin Hankman does not go 4-for-4. That's my tease for it.
Oh, wow.
Are you going to start making bolder predictions that aren't about sports if you keep this up? Like, if you go 5-for-5, you're just going to start predicting things about the world or politics or like geopolitical conflicts
and stuff. Yeah, sure. I can do that.
Let's hear what yesterday's tease was since I wasn't here.
Coming up Thursday morning on Sean and RJ, is Sean back? We get you set for Stars Jets Game 5. We got the NFL schedule release, the payload, the neighborhood watch,
and the Rangers swept the Rockies.
That's right, baby. It's a Thursday morning on the Fan.
Well done.
So this is Cooper Flag, Rangers, and what was the other one?
Stars.
Stars would win game four.
Strong. PGA update, round one.
All right, so we have a new leader. We had 11 guys tied for the lead at 3-under. We had 17 players within one shot.
What time did they start this thing?
7.
Okay. 11 at minus 3?
At minus 3. But Ryan Fox, who you've never heard of, he's 4-under. He's not. What's that?
I said you're not wrong.
No, you're never not, right, not wrong at all. 4-under through 14. You got nobody really are at minus 3 that you've really heard of, the most people. John Rahm, Tommy Fleetwood, they're 2 strokes back. So
where is this?
Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
Okay.
And then they go to the U.S. Open, I think it's in Oakmont, and then Royal Port Rush in Ireland.
The update I'm really interested in, though, would be the Diddy update.
Oh, dear.
Inside the courtroom with Ralph James Choppy. Have you all been following this and updating it?
Not.
I've been keeping an eye on it. On the, you know, as we're doing show prep, it's popping up, but I've not been tracking it.
Don't tell me you're not interested.
How long is this going to take?
Who cares?
I mean, hopefully months. We need content, man.
Keep getting salacious.
It's summertime.
Like Johnny Depp stuff out of it? Are you kidding me? We're already getting it, apparently.
I'm sorry, Sean. I'm just saying I haven't been locked in. It's not like a reflection against you.
It just started.
Okay.
Just started.
So the day one of the trial was earlier this week, and they had a male escort that said that Diddy hired him to have relations with this girl. Mm. While Diddy would... be sitting in the chair in the corner of the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know what you mean.
And then Diddy would be like, use more baby oil. Like, he wanted him to use more baby oil.
Mark.
And,
he's a producer.
Yeah, rub more baby oil. You haven't had enough. Not enough baby oil.
Oh, oil.
But what is evident here...
And you don't love this, Kevin?
This is amazing.
No, actually, from now on, I would like it if every crosstalk was just his recounts
Choppy
of
reading
the trial.
Now,
I just want to listen to that.
Have Choppy and Peyton read the transcript of the prosecutor and the witness.
Oh, we can do this. Escort said he was paid $6,000 a pop for these sessions.
What do you mean by a pop? Huh? Does that mean by appearance, or does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know his Peter North credentials are here or not.
Oh man,
he looks old.
This is Diddy, supposedly what he looks like. How much is aging?
Yeah, he can't get that dye anymore.
So they went on for a few years.
Peanut butter ski,
and they would last as long as 10 hours at a time.
That's good God, some that's of the too
stuff,
long.
That's to too long.
Some of the stuff from Cassie, her testimony is really bad.
Yes.
Like, it's not fun to read. She had said, like, he had wanted, like, Diddy used to apparently say he literally wanted her covered in so much baby oil. He says, I need to see you glistening. He's like, if you're not glistening, you don't have enough on. And she said that he would have, like, a kiddie pool filled with baby oil that he would make her get into and cover herself in.
I just find that so...
Hit or threw down in that video too.
Yeah. This trial has revealed that was she was getting away from one of those. He was pulling her back into one of those.
There was a girl doing a stand-up appearance outside, like a news setup, and some guy behind her was like ripped his shirt off and was like cussing at everyone, going nuts.
Oh yeah, I sent you guys that.
There are people reportedly earning about $30 an hour to hold spots in line outside of the courthouse so people can get a good thing, get into the courtroom or whatever. Also, it's evident, based on what we've seen the first couple of days, that Diddy's entire defense is that we were swingers. And it's all consent. That's his entire... It seems that's
like
what we're talking
about.
A little
bit more.
He might need a little bit more of a defense.
Yeah, he also said the full unedited video of him and Cassie in the hotel would like clear up everything, and they did the whole video, and they're like, it looks like the same video, dude. I don't know what you were doing. This doesn't help you at all.
Yeah.
So,
lively.
Okay, what's going on with her thing?
No, I just remember when she put out that video, and she's like, this will show everything.
Yeah.
And then she was like whispering in his ear and like unscripted doing stuff, and I was like, didn't that kind of prove his point?
Sandler's two heroes crumbling with Blake Lively and
Corey
Seager.
Is Diddy one of his heroes?
No, I thought you were talking about Diddy too.
Hey, have all radio stations banned playing his music?
I mean, you guys were just playing it under RJ.
That was Mace.
That was my request.
That was Biggie, actually. More money, more problems.
Yeah, but... Mason off Diddy. Everywhere? Can you play it and not get in trouble?
I mean, you can play Michael Jackson music. Yeah.
People kept playing R. Kelly. It wasn't common, but I mean, people kept playing it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole. You went to Vegas. There was
not
a whole Michael Jackson scene.
To was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. What'd you say, Corey?
There's a whole thing at Michael Jackson in Vegas.
They're celebrating even more.
Yeah, they have a
more.
Cert show.
Yeah,
they do.
I didn't go
did
to
you
that.
Go to that,
I did not go to that one.
Walking in with one white glove on the streets.
You're afraid, like, if you brought a kid in there, yeah. he'd run off the stage.
What is that? I'm
just hey, you walking in there.
I'm picturing Kevin Moon. Everyone moonwalks into their seat. All right, find out if he goes 4 for 4 throughout the day. Hopefully he does not. The KNC Masterpiece is next on The Fan. Go Stars.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.